Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vitality Stadium Reaction. My name is Dan Clough, and I've just watched Bournemouth 1, Liverpool 0, as Liverpool show their Jekyll and Hyde all over again, having destroyed Manchester United 7-0 at Anfield a week earlier. We come on the road and it all goes wrong, quite frankly. We've gone from the absolute ecstasy of what happened last weekend to the agony of what we've just witnessed on the South Coast. Another way below par away performance, unfortunately, for the Reds. Just, I can't put my finger on how we can be so at it and so powerful, so strong, so combative, so intense at Anfield, and yet the minute we step away, it's like all the old problems come back to haunt us. Too weak, not enough quality, not enough intensity, not enough pace about anything that we do. Players going into their shells, not winning their battles. Another difficult watch on the road for the Reds, unfortunately, this time. We tried stuff in terms of formation and personnel. We did mix things up. You can't criticise Jurgen Klopp for just kind of waiting for it to happen. He did pull the trigger on a few changes, but everything we did today just looked like it wasn't going to come off for us. I'll come on to the penalty a little bit later on, but yeah, Liverpool conceded in the first half. That was coming. Bournemouth got in behind a few times, had a few close offside calls. Alisson did well to send the attacker wide. One thing, it was Jadon Anthony, sent him wide in the first half. He could only find the side netting, but the warning signs were there, and then they did hit us in a very similar vein again. Ball over the top, they're in behind, square ball, Philip Billing does the rest. Can't say I was surprised by that, quite frankly, I must admit. It felt like that Nottingham Forest game all over again from earlier on the season, where we weren't quite at it. I don't know if Jurgen Klopp did get his team selection right. I think Harvey Elliott, who I'm a huge fan of, I think his inclusion, he's a better football player than most of them Bournemouth lads, let's be quite frank about it. But physically, he was bullied a little bit today by Philip Billing, especially. Yeah, hard watch for all over again. Like I said, everything we tried didn't quite come off. We ended up getting a penalty in the second half, and we didn't really create many clear-cut chances. Nothing to write home about, a couple of half chances. We had some set pieces in the first half, especially Virgil van Dijk might do better with a couple, which is really quite surprising given their size and prowess in the air. We actually looked quite threatening from them today, whereas an open play, we didn't really create a lot at all. Bournemouth defended with their lives. They clearly learned from what happened to them a week earlier at Arsenal. Whereas we don't seem to be learning on the road at all. Against these teams that do sit back and they do look to soak up pressure and hit us on the counter, we've seen that play out. We've seen that playbook a few times already this year, and we're not adapting to it at all. We go to the 4-2-3-1 in the second half when Jota comes on for Elliott. Fair change in my opinion. Like I say, Elliott really struggled in that first half. We didn't have enough possession for him to sort of shine and show what he's all about. But nothing really changed in the second half. Cody Gakpo, I thought, was impressive again, to be honest with you. I think that's another step in the right direction for him and his development at Liverpool. But outside of that, there aren't many individual performances to write home about whatsoever. Another difficult watch for the Reds on the road. And I think more importantly, obviously the Salah penalty, it's a bad one. We look like we're going to have a penalty for a while, didn't it? More importantly, though, what it means, I think, in the top four race, because we kind of put ourselves in the box seat, or just behind the box seat, maybe on the coattails of Tottenham and Newcastle, start looking over the shoulder, etc., and think, oh, here come Liverpool. And then we just let them back in again. With the doomed 11:30 kickoff away from home, we just give our rivals another leg up. It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating. And I've got about a 5.5 hour drive home after it as well, just to think about it for the next 5.5 hours. Absolutely wonderful. And listen, we'll be back. I'm certain of it. The away form this season, I'd love to have an answer for you, but we just seem to get out-battled, out-fought. Everything just seems to capitulate away from home. I'd bin that white kit off. That white kit with the swirls, that needs putting in the bin. That is an absolute curse for us this season, quite frankly. Yeah, the Reds. The Reds, mate. Those Reds. I'd like to talk through the game a little bit more and sign the chances, but we didn't have loads. They actually thought they might get a second on the counter later on when we dominated the ball. I'll say that. We did dominate possession, but it never materialised into anything. It really didn't. Other than the pen, I can't think of many proper chances. Like I say, I really can't. I don't know. The Reds. It feels another performance whereby we need the first thing to go in our favour. I've said it a few times on different shows this season. If the first big action in a game doesn't go in our favour, it feels like we're done. Like, and if it does go in our favour, it feels like we're built from that. We're so fragile in terms of our confidence. If we concede first, or even if we concede like the first major chance, it's like, oh, here we go again. Like, we've seen this play out already this season, and we don't respond well to it at all. Not at all. I don't know whether not having Henderson or Milner on the pitch in the first half doesn't help that. I don't know. I don't know. The Reds. Anyway, I'll wrap up now because I'm just waffling and being quite miserable, quite frankly. It's quite cold as well. It's just started to rain. Yeah, it's grim. It's really grim. Yeah, I'll see you again soon. Enjoy all the other content. I'm sure you will. That has been the Vitality Stadium Reaction Show. I will speak to you all again soon. Take care and up the Reds, I guess. See you later.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.